It's KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, live here at Saloon Door Brewery in Webster. And, oh, that's awesome. The my youngest brother came up to say hello. So a lot of people in here now. And we're going to be giving some stuff away to you guys. Couple of things here at Saloon Door. If you come out today and then come back tomorrow for the game, you'll get your first beer free. And that's a good deal. I also have from Tent World, T-I-N-T, not T-E-N-T.
So yeah, if you're they don't have any tents. They don't have like they don't have a place for you to sleep in the woods.
No, this is not a camping thing. This is gonna make your car look really cool. $25 gift cards we're
gonna
give
away. By the way, if you're tent camping in this weather, you're an idiot anyway. You should die of hypothermia.
I should not tell this story because it'll get me in trouble. The Canadian first moved down here, she insisted we go camping in January. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm just trying, you know, newly married, trying not to screw it up, right?
Right.
So we go to Huntsville. And
I remember when you did this.
Yeah, and got in a tent, couldn't light a fire. It was 30 degrees. It was miserable.
Oh, and then it started a fire.
Well, yeah, we were having all kinds of trouble getting the fire started. It was so windy, and usually that should help. Finally, I figured out if just pour some grease on it, it would work. But it was a nightmare. And
I was going
to
say,
I was about ready to
rubbing sticks together. Or did you actually have like a lighter?
She didn't get all the stuff we needed. That was the other thing. It was a rush.
She blew it.
Yeah,
it's kind of your job as the man, though.
I didn't want to go. I wasn't all that into camping at the time.
If you're going to go out into the wilderness or a state park with your lady, it's kind of your job to make sure that you've got all the necessities to live with.
In theory, yes.
I would never count on my wife to like pack all the things that are going to keep us alive in 30-degree weather out in the wilderness.
Well, I wasn't expecting 30-degree weather, for one thing. And I hadn't been camping in years. She would go every month when she was in Toronto.
I'm against camping when it's hot or when it's cold. I don't like it either of those times. I'll go camping for like 2 weeks in October if there's no football games on. And maybe a week and a half in April that are acceptable camping weather to me. It's just not my thing.
Well, that's how I feel about it, but
I'm a big believer in like controlled temperature environments. Air conditioning is like the most. I think it's more important than the cell phone. Quite honestly, a more important invention than the cell phone. Maybe even more than the internet. Because think about it. What would you rather go a summer without the internet or a summer without AC in your car? I'd rather go a summer without the internet. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know if I could do that.
Okay. What about AC in your car or in any building? So you get out of your hot-ass car, and then you go inside the building. The AC doesn't work in there. Then at night, you try to go to your house and go to sleep. No AC. You're telling me you wouldn't give up the internet for 3 months to avoid that life?
No.
Y'all are crazy.
Sorry.
You've got a serious pornography addiction, if that's the case.
Well, I don't know if it's an addiction. It's more of a fascination. It's like it's an interest of mine.
Yeah, air conditioning is my number one priority.
All right. What do we got here?
Yeah, we didn't have AC in our old studio, he reminds us.
That's true.
Miserable time. We didn't have internet half the time either.
Yeah, that's the thing. We weren't choosing between the two. We didn't have either one.
Tent World Webster, by the way. We need to mention not just any old Tent World. Tent World Webster.
Okay.
He said, please point out Webster. Underscored Webster.
So it's underlined?
When you mention Tent World. Thanks.
Okay.
Brandon. So Tent World of Webster. Not some janky-ass generic Tent World.
Not Sealy or Beaumont.
No.
No.
I just kind of thought that people knew there's only one real Tent World. And it's the Tent World in Webster. I thought everybody kind of
that
was just understood. I guess it's not.
I guess we have to clarify between.
Sorry, Brandon.
Yeah.
Thought everybody knew.
We got it. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in on the text line, you can do that. We do probably – all right, so we should do a little sports here. And
we
maybe.
Just did sports. We talked about the Texans game.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't really talked about the other football games.
Well, that's what I kind of wanted to do. I wanted to go through and look at everything.
Okay.
Kind of from a gambling standpoint. We've talked a lot about the Texans. The only thing from a gambling standpoint that interests me there is under 37.
Yes.
That's pretty much what I'm looking for.
Which is an absurdly low number, but a very achievable number for these two teams.
Yeah, and
very.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those, it would have been hard for them to make it low enough for me not to want to bet it.
Yeah.
And they didn't quite do it there. Okay, Detroit plus 8 at Seattle, the other game tomorrow. I probably will go light on Detroit here. I don't like the way Seattle's playing, and I know they're at home, and the Lions aren't playing that great either. But this isn't the Seattle team that we're used to seeing. And I think Detroit can keep it close. I think Seattle wins the game, but it's outside of a touchdown. I kind of like Detroit.
I'm with you on that, too. I think the Lions, the sort of puncher's chance, if you will, that they have is making some plays deep down the field. And with no Earl Thomas, I think that's a legitimate possibility for them. So I don't think they do enough to win, but I think they can keep it kind of close.
Yeah, the only thing that worries me is that Matt Stafford, since he hurt his finger, has not been the same quarterback. And if he goes out there and sucks and starts throwing picks, the game will get out of hand in a hurry.
Yeah. It's not a game I'm interested in playing.
Yeah, I'm going to play a little bit just because I'm kind of bored.
Okay, that's fair.
But I'll play them covering. That's a pretty big spread for me.
I actually don't even need action on NFL playoff games. Like, I'll watch them anyway.
Yeah, I know, but I like to have a little bit going.
Regular season, I need action. I mean, I've got to have it. But
well, if that guy eats your balls, I guess that would count. Miami plus 10 at Pittsburgh. I like Steelers to win this game, but another one. I'm not giving up 10 points. If you made me play it, I'd take Miami to cover the 10. More importantly, I like the over 45.5 here quite a bit. I think Pittsburgh is going to put up some points, and I think the Dolphins will score just enough to get me to that number. So I will play the over 45.5.
If you made me play it, I'd play the Steelers. I'd give up 10 points. I just think this Dolphins team is – fool's gold.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot.
I haven't bought into them all year. Them beating what 7-8 bad teams in a row didn't somehow change my mind about them.
And often in very close games and fluky fashions.
Yeah, they just Pittsburgh is too good of a team. I think that they should truck them.
And finally, the best game of the weekend: Giants plus 4.5 at the Green Bay Packers. I think that number's about where it should be. I'm starting to wonder, though, that maybe this New York Giants team that everybody says, oh, they're going to wake up in the playoffs, I'm not so sure that team still exists. Different coach. I don't like the way Eli's played this year. The one thing that I will say, though, is that New York's secondary is terrific, and they did a real good job against the Packers the first time. I think they'll do a good job slowing the Packers down a little bit, but I think the Packers, the way they're playing right now, it's hard for me to pick against them. I would probably take the Giants to cover the 4.5, but I think the Packers would win the game.
Yeah, Giants plus 4.5 is the only line on the board that I feel like I'm good with, that I actually may play. The Giants in the secondary, like you said, are fantastic, and if you force the Packers to run, I don't know how much success they're going to have. We spent a good portion of this year, let's not forget, saying that the Packers just weren't a good football team. And for a good chunk of the year, the Packers weren't a good football team. So, again, they've gotten hot at the right time, and I'm not discounting that. But I think the Giants are a solid enough team to give them a decent game. I don't like necessarily bringing up the fact that the Giants have gone – both times the Giants won the Super Bowl, they went through Green Bay. They've done it before because, you're right, it's a totally different squad. But – Eli Manning is still, he's not afraid to go into that building. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would have liked, even the years that they went 9-7, well, they went 9-7 and went on to win the Super Bowl, Eli had games where you say, wow. He was just inconsistent. He'd have the 5-turnover game, and then he'd come out and have the great game. Did he have a single game this year where you just said, wow, that's vintage Eli? The good vintage Eli?
I don't know.
I didn't really see it, and that's what worries me, because he's so streaky, and if he gets on one of those streaks, then they can play with anybody. I just haven't seen that guy this year.
Well, how many games did the Giants – how many times did a quarterback look badass against the Giants this year.
Well, that has a lot. That's the thing. Their defense is pretty terrific. But
and if Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a badass game, would you still think the Packers win?
Well, no. I don't think they can win without him having a big game. But because their defense, that's the other thing. I look at those Giants receivers. They should feast against that secondary. They really should. Question is, can Eli get him the ball? All right. Here's what we're going to do for the giveaways, because we have six gift cards to give away, and we have tickets to that football game in town to give away. You need to get signed up with our promo team over there, and we will pull the names here in the 6 o'clock hour. So we'll give you until 6 o'clock to get here and get signed up for that. And we're just giving things away, because that's what we – Tent World in Webster. Make sure we clarify that. You know it's Webster. All right. I am going to sleep like a champ tonight, because I'm sleeping on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And time to get your mind and your body prepared for 2017 after a night of deep, restful sleep. And that's what you're going to get at Texas Mattress Makers. And I can't wait, because when I get into my new place, I am going to go and buy the new Athens bed. Man, that thing is fantastic. You can get pocket and coil king-size beds starting at just $4.99 for the set. They're specifically made for people that are sensitive sleepers. And, man, they're going to ask you how you want to sleep, and then they're going to help you do it. You can save on the incredibly low prices that beat any retailer, because they're making them right there in the factory and then selling them directly to you. They know everything about it. Yuval, Lax, the guys over there, they're going to put you on a mattress that is going to be perfect for you. They're at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood. You tell them you're a Blitzer, they will take care of you. They're going to take care of you anyway, because that's what they do. But here's the other thing. They want to take you to the big Texas party we're having. And here's your chance. You win two VIP tickets, and you can meet NFL stars, former NFL stars. You can meet Hoffman. You can meet me. All you can eat, food, drink, and entertainment. And all you have to do, if you buy a mattress, you get an entry. If you spend more than $1,000, you get two. So go buy a mattress. Get a chance to go get a VIP ticket for this party that we're having. That's Texas Mattress Makers, one of my favorite places. Go visit them today, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz here at Saloon Door Brewery in Webster. And we're just giving stuff away. We're drinking beer. We're having a good time. And you should be. It's miserable out there. If you go outside, it's going to be cold. You're going to freeze off everything that's hanging from your body. Come in here. It's nice and warm. There's plenty of beer. There's cool people. There's no reason for you to be driving around out in the
And place. There's us.
Well, see, I had them built up. I had them interested in coming, and then you had to do that.
We're here also.
Yeah, we're also appearing, as it were. But this is an awesome place, and great beer, great people.
Fred's family was here.
Yeah, my youngest brother was here. Apparently my other brother's going to be out here in a little bit.
Your other brother, Daryl.
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
Yeah. But I got a lot of friends and family that come out here. So this is I miss being down here at times. But then I get home and I never actually leave. So what are we trying here?
Water.
Oh, good call. Yeah. All right.
I mostly got it because I spilled some beer on my sweatshirt.
Oh.
So I didn't want to, I don't want to walk around like beer-stained guy tonight, which is basically what I'm going to do.
Well, yeah, you're already there at this point.
Yeah, so it's official. I'll be that guy with the beer stain on his sweatshirt, which everybody assumes you're an alcoholic if that happens, which is unfortunate.
It's kind of the truth, though, so you might as well advertise
it. I know that
it.
I'm a full-on alcoholic. I don't feel that's true.
Nah, probably not.
I've always thought that like the best thing to keep me from ever becoming a full-fledged alcoholic is that I have fight camps.
Yeah.
And I feel like real alcoholics can't take 8 weeks off from drinking, and I can do that. So I don't like to do it, but I can do it.
See, mine's on a smaller scale. It's when I'm doing these
these 10Ks, I don't drink for 2 days before.
Right. Yours is 48 hours. Yeah. It's almost the same.
It's almost the same as 8 weeks, yeah. Hmm. All right.
Oh, these are butt wipes. Or who are these, yours? You use them? Good for you.
You share your butt wipes with people?
He's going to help me out here, yeah. Hmm. He's got man wipes to keep his butt clean. Yeah. That helps with beer stains, too, sometimes.
Well, there you go.
Thank you. I would say your name, but I can't.
Yeah. Because it is he whose name we cannot speak, yeah. Unfortunately.
713. How long have you been using wet wipes? You learned about them from me? Yeah. I feel like I preach the gospel of wet wipes for men, and I feel like I should have an endorsement of some kind by now, but I think a lot of men use wet wipes now because I've shown them the light that wiping your ass with dry toilet paper just isn't enough anymore. I mean, it's really quite gross when you think about it, but some people still seem to be okay with it. I don't know how, but some people seem to be okay with it. I'm glad that people are slowly going over to the right side of this thing.
Now we got two fifths of our Rock the Mic finalists are here from this
year.
Oh,
yeah,
it was Victor. Nick, I saw the odds you guys do a show on satellite one day. I don't really have any desire to do that. If somebody wanted to pay us a ridiculous amount of money to take the show we already do, yeah. But most of the things I listen to there, especially the sports ones, I couldn't do those kind of shows.
This is the other thing. Like, I wouldn't work at a sports station if I had to do a satellite show. I wouldn't mind working on satellite radio, but I wouldn't want to do sports. I would just want to do like a talk show format, but
just do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's honestly, just none of that, it just doesn't sound that appealing to me because the places that I would work would want me to do all sports or do hot takes type stuff, and that's just not my thing.
Is that chick, she's here in Houston. What's her name? Britt McHenry. She's the one who called the chick fat, right?
Yeah. And then got all upset because people were angry with her and tried to turn herself into the victim.
Some fat person should tow her car while she's here this weekend. I'm just saying, let's get her up out of here. I feel like if that happened again, that'd be the final straw, right?
Oh, you know what would be awesome is if we could get somebody to do that and then get her on tape again. And then set her up. I think that'd be awesome. So
I know a couple fat people who drive tow trucks. They could help me out with this.
Yeah, I do too. Hey,
she is pretty hot, though.
Yeah, although I'm not really digging the Pippi Longstocking look she's got going there.
Yeah, that's not my favorite.
But
I like the fake fur on her coat, though. That's pretty good.
God, I almost made a really inappropriate joke. Hey, I've got a couple things to give away here. For those of you who aren't here. Actually, I might give these to people who are here. The 12 Years Driven show tomorrow at Scout Bar. I got 2 4-packs of tickets to give away. So first thing I'm going to do is next break. If you're here and you want to go to that tomorrow, just come up and tell me and I'll get your name. And if not, we'll open it up to callers.
Okay.
So I'll give people down here who are here first chance, the first two that come up at the break that want to go see 12 Years Driven, Broken Valor at Scout Bar. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in.
Greg said his AJ had a few beers today.
I think you're on your first
I've
one.
I've right? almost had a full beer.
Almost?
This is – it's just me natural. I'm high on life, bro. High on life.
Amon wants to know, do you think you guys will make it 10 years together?
What are we at now? Six?
Well, it'll be 7 in March, right?
Yeah. April.
April, yeah. 7 in April. If I live that long?
Yeah.
No, that's a big if. But I don't know. I can't even think of it like that. And I know it sounds weird, but I just think of it as because every day we come in, we do a different show, and it's surprising to me that it's been 6 years. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like we've been doing the show for a year. But
if we make it that long, that'd be pretty impressive, though, I will say.
Yeah, it would. It would
not to toot our own horns, but that'd be pretty awesome of us.
Well, I think making it this far has been pretty good considering some of the things we tried to do to get ourselves fired.
That's true.
So
that is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I give us an A-plus for that. A couple of things. We'd be talking about the national championship today.
I guess we need to.
Yeah, we kind of have to. Because
man, all this NFL, I totally forgot that that's going on.
Yeah. I think Alabama's going to win.
I do, too. I said it before. I think Clemson's pretty good. I don't know that they're any better than they were last year, and I think this Alabama team is better than they were last year. I think Alabama has a pretty significant advantage at coach, so I like Alabama. I think they win by 7-10.
Yeah, and I feel like I said all along, if Alabama was going to be vulnerable, it was going to be against Washington, and they weren't.
Yep.
And frankly, I think the play calling is going to be better this week on offense with Kiffin gone. Not just that he was distracted, but some of the things he did were just bizarre and not things he'd done all year. And you add all that together. I still like Deshaun Watson better than I do any offensive player on Alabama, but I don't think that's going to be enough because they just have so much depth and so much – so good. There's not a position you can look at and say, I'm going to pick on this weakness for Alabama because they really don't have one.
One thing Deshaun Watson has done this year, way more than last year, is turn the ball over. And
yeah,
Alabama, you can't do it against them. They score.
No.
They score touchdowns
with
their defense.
He's going to have to be closer to – and I don't know why he hasn't been running the ball as much this year, but he's going to have to against Alabama. And I think that's the only way it keeps him in the game.
Yeah, I think that team is too talented top to bottom. They're too well coached. They've
just got a feeling it's going to be a blowout.
Like, what are you thinking? A blowout? More than two touchdowns?
Yes.
Oof.
I could see that. And especially if he starts turning the ball over.
When is that game? Monday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're going to be here Monday.
We didn't have to talk about that already. Thanks a lot. You just blew one of our segments for Monday.
Oh, we'll probably spend a little more time on it than then Monday.
It's all right. I'm going to say that exact same thing on Monday and just pretend like this segment never happened.
Well, it wasn't a whole segment. It was like 2 minutes of a segment.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
I don't want to blow my good material, Fred.
You have good material?
No.
Okay. Well, then you don't have to worry about it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We are at Saloon Door Brewery in Webster. And come on out. If you wish to hang out with us, we would love to have you here. And we'll be here till 7 o'clock. And we're giving away a lot of stuff, so go get signed up with the promo, folks. We're going to give you some Tent World gift cards, Tent World Webster gift cards, $25 Tent World Webster gift cards, and two tickets to that game tomorrow. You're going to have a chance to win those. We're going to do that at 6 o'clock. And if you want to go to the show at Scout Bar tomorrow, we're about to go to break. And when we do, the first two people come up and say, I want the tickets, you get to go to the show.
All right.
So what are we doing here?
Mattress, I believe.
No.
Oh, dirt free?
Yeah.
Oh. Voldemort's here pointing at me.
Yeah.
I'm not used to doing two a day on those, but that's all right. I'm going to tell you about dirt free again because it's a great time of year to save money with these guys. They'll clean your carpets, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery. You can do it all with dirt free. And right now they'll do a free room with any purchase. That means if you pay to get one room done, they're going to clean the second one absolutely free. Just give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373, and go chemical-free with dirt-free carpet. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are going to be fresh and deep clean without soap, without unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. The other guys, they can't say that because they don't have that same technology. Dirt Free's been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 or dirtfreecarpet.com. Tell them you heard about it right here at ESPN 97.5, and you'll get one room of carpet free with any purchase. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This segment with R.J. Bell is brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
A GE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Saloon Door Brewery in Webster, getting our drink on, and nothing better than having some really good beer and talking a little gambling with the man who is pretty much the guru of American gambling now. I think it's safe to say. Our good friend from pregame.com, RJ Bell, joins us as he does every Friday at this time. RJ, how are you, sir?
I can hear the old man in the audience saying, he's no Jimmy the Greek.
RJ, I got to tell you, I think about the watchability factors of these games, and this Texans-Raiders game seems very low on that scale. But I would bet that that may be where you can find the best value one way or the other on a side, on the games that maybe there's not as much interest in from the public standpoint. Am I right on that?
I agree with the first half of what you said and disagree with the second half. So first half, here's how I'm going to agree. I said on another show, I said, man, oh, man, the NFL should thank Vegas for this one because, let's be candid, Houston, Oakland, if you're not a fan, if you're not family, probably watching it, you know, more than just glancing at it, you know, because most people are going to flip it on and watch a few minutes. But, you know, if this game turns out the way at least the total is projecting, which is very low scoring, let's start there. 36.5 is the total. There has not been an NFL game with a lower total since the 2012 season. So this is expected to be low scoring. And so on one hand, I think gambling helps the interest a lot in this game. On the other hand, though, I think one of the big things about the NFL playoffs is the fact that there's more public money in the NFL playoffs than even the regular season, meaning pretty much everyone who bets the regular season bets the playoffs. But if you don't bet the regular season, there is a chunk that will bet the playoffs only. And because of that, those are not savvy bettors typically, right? Because they're not betting all year. That means that the biases of the public, the idea that, okay, the record is what matters, not the stats and all those things, I think it fits into the idea of you can exploit the biases. So I think the more the public's involved in the game, the more biases there are to exploit.
RJ, how much of a difference do these quarterbacks make in terms of the point spread?
Well, if you look at it, Savage would actually be a slight upgrade, we think, with Osweiler. You know, maybe a point, maybe a half. So let's call it even, but Osweiler certainly is not an upgrade. Now, when it comes to Cook, he's about a 5.5-point downgrade or so from Carr and a little bit of a downgrade from McGloin, though not much, maybe a half a point or a point. I think it's fair to say, and let me ask you guys, I mean, is this the worst starting quarterback matchup in NFL playoff history?
It's got to be up there. I saw a list of some pretty bad ones, but I mean, this is essentially the worst starting quarterback in the league versus over the course of the season versus a third string rookie quarterback. It's hard to get worse than this.
Yeah, because any list you would see assumes you know the names, right? They might have been bad quarterbacks, but quarterbacks you actually know the names of, right, on those lists.
DeLome was on some of those lists.
Cliff Stout.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
listen, Cliff Stout started for the Steelers for like 5 years. I mean, he was the great bane of my existence in my teens. Oh, my God. Cliff Stout.
Now, Mark, yeah, I brought that one up just for you, buddy.
You know, Mark Malone actually was, in hindsight, we're like, bring back Malone, which, you know, again, I actually do his show, so I appreciate Mark. But, you know, Terry Bradshaw, when you were, you know, when I was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and then Malone into Stout, I mean, yes, that was problematic, but still a starting quarterback.
And then you also had the Tommy Maddox experience, so.
Yeah, that is true. I think it was the Hendricks experience and then the Maddox. That's the two experiences, yeah, no doubt. Now let's talk about how that total, though, affects this game. Because just simple logic tells you the less scoring that's expected, the more that underdog points matter. And, I mean, imagine a situation, an extreme one. You have a 11-point underdog, but the total is only 36 or 36.5. It's like, wow, you know, is the idea that that a team's going to win 44-10, well, that seems unlikely, and thus the points are more valuable. So now that we're up above a field goal with Oakland, I think Oakland has some value here This game did open at 1.5. So the early money, the professional money, has been on Houston all the way up to 3.5. And now it's kind of stalled there. One last thing, though, and this applies to all games. And it's very rare that there's a league-wide system. Now, let's make a distinction. A trend is team-based. For example, the Giants, 9 straight games as underdogs in the playoffs, they've covered. That's a trend for the team. A system is league-wide. I love systems because what ends up happening is it's not about who's the coach or who's the quarterback, because you might look at that Giants trend and say, yeah, but Coughlin was the coach, right? So how different is he to the new coach? No, when you have a league-wide system, all that matters is the league doesn't change, which it does over many, many years and decades, but not as much as teams, obviously. So check this out. The league changed when it came to the playoff format in 2002. So that's going to be our starting point, a nice, logical starting point. If you look at the strength of schedule, the first weekend of the NFL playoffs, so this round of games is all we're looking at, 4 games a year. And we're going to use Sagarin's strength of schedule, USA Today guy, well-respected. The team with the better strength of schedule has covered 73% of games against the spread. That's it. No other factor. And it makes a little bit of sense because with all the new bettors involved, and they're not savvy, not sophisticated, they're obsessed with one loss record. They're going to look at the standings and think, oh, this team's better than this team. But really, strength of schedule can tell you a lot about how good a team really is beyond the schedule. Now, there's 2 tighteners that actually are even better than 73%. One is if the difference in ranking is greater than 10 slots, right? So one team's 28, one team's 17. That's greater than 10, right? And number 2 is if the team with the better strength of schedule is an underdog. In both of those cases, the Raiders apply. So Raiders are more than 10 slots better than the Texans when it comes to strength of schedule. And obviously, Raiders are underdogs. So this is like a super system type play, at least on that system, on the Raiders. And you might say, it's only a system. Yeah, but when you're 73%, 4 games a year since 2002, I'm not saying you play it blind, but I'm not anxious to bet against this system.
RJ, there have been a lot of especially that Giants-Packers games, a pretty good jump on what it opened from. What is that common for playoff games? It seems like there were a couple where the line moved quite a bit right off the bat.
Yeah, but nothing like that Giants. That was, I've been in Vegas since 98. In the business, we call it watching the screen. So upapregame.com, we've got a screen, real-time odds, 21 different books, and it's free. And there's pay services where, there's even more books. And I was watching the screen, and the opening number in that Green Bay Giants game was right around the end of the Sunday Night Football game, and Giants open up at Pinnacle. So anyone that bets knows, or anyone bets halfway seriously, knows Pinnacle is maybe the sharpest book in the world. They take the biggest bets, 100,000 a crack on NFL. Once it gets closer to game day, doesn't bother them. $1 million on the Super Bowl. So very serious book. And it opened up at 7.5. It was a feeding frenzy with the professionals. Bet after bet after bet on the Giants, 7.5, 7, 6.5, 6. 6 or 5.5, 5, all the way down to 4.5 in 8 minutes. In 8 minutes, it went from 7.5 to 4.5, and it didn't go. It was just a straight line. I really haven't seen a big game like that. I mean, you might see it move 1.5, and that's surprising, and then someone will buy it back, and then, start moving it. This was like a rock dropping. And to me, with a little perspective and a few phone calls, it makes sense in that if you look at the Green Bay secondary, it is really cluster injury central. They've got safeties playing cornerback. They actually have taken a guy off the practice squad who started the season as a wide receiver to play D-back. So whenever you get multiple injuries at the same position group, it's not just first string to second string. It is literally guys off the practice squad. And to me, even though Eli hasn't had a great year, that's a big problem. So I tend to still lean Giants even at 4.5, but not near as much as 7.5. And then lastly on this game, I think the fact that the Giants head coach spent 8 years in Green Bay on the offensive side, and that didn't end until 2013. So this is recent insight. Is I think McAdoo's insight in that regard is a big hidden advantage, or at least not being discussed for the Giants. And obviously, we talked about Giants' history in the playoffs, especially as underdogs. So sharper side, I would say, still Giants. But, man, those juicy numbers got gobbled up very quick.
Is Packers-Giants the most volume bet game this week just because it's two public teams?
You know, I would make a big bet that they end up the case, but you'd be fascinated. I mean, shocked. If you actually, I'll give a little tease because we got our new site launching here within the month. We've spent a couple years on this thing, so I'm so excited. But one of the things our new site's going to have is we're actually going to have cash numbers. So literally right now up at the site, we give you bet splits, and it will say, okay, 73% of the bets on Team A and, you know, 37% on Team B. I guess it'd be 27 on Team B. And that's cool, right? You get ticket counts. The new site's going to have cash counts from a big online book. And what it will tell you is how much is totally bet on the game and then what percentage is on Team A and Team B. Now, here's the thing. This would shock you because I've been watching it in our beta, you know, which isn't public, for a couple months now. And what shocks you is people bet the next day games no matter what. Meaning if you have the crappiest game you ever saw on Thursday in the NFL and you have the best Monday night game of the year, come Wednesday afternoon, that Thursday game is going to have 10 times as much money bet on it. Because people are betting, you know, guys that are a little more serious have a bankroll and they can bet Monday just as easy as Thursday. A lot of people are just betting hand to mouth. Literally, I'm going to bet. If I win, I bet the next day. Or I'm going to make four bets. I only got, you know, let's say 400, 100 a game. I only got 400 in my account. I'm going to bet four Thursday games to see what happens. So they don't usually bet ahead. So come Friday afternoon right now, the Saturday games are going to be bet much more, even though they're lesser games, let's say Houston, Oakland, for general interest. But after it's all said and done, I think Green Bay Giants will be the biggest bet game.
Any thoughts on your Steelers real quickly? Because I know that you always ask us about the Texans. I always love to ask you about the Steelers.
I tell you, this is probably my best bet. I probably won't fire on it. And this is great macro advice, guys. And we've been doing it for years. So I think we got listeners for years. And I feel protective of them. You cannot bet every NFL game. A normal week without a bye, 16 games, right? The average pro bets about two or three sides a week, all right? So maybe you're playing teasers or different things. But if you're just looking sides, two or three out of 16. Well, mathematically, if you're betting even one out of four, that's more than average. So if you're betting more in one game, you're not taking it serious. Now, if you're betting for fun, that's fine. Bingo, whatever, lottery. But if you're trying to make money and you're betting more in one of these sides, you probably are betting too many games. So for me, it's either zero or one. But if I do bet one, it will be Pittsburgh. And quickly, and I know we got to run, but here's why. Yeah, it's been bet up from 7.5 to 10. But double-digit favorites in the playoffs are actually covered five straight. And the rationale is during the regular season, if you have a double-digit favorite, you got to question their motivation. Here in the playoffs, motivation is always 100%. And number two, you have less backdoor covers in the playoffs. Why? Imagine if Miami's down 17 with 3 minutes left. During the regular season, it's a situation where, hey, they've got to look at this film. They got a game next week. They want to build upon a good last drive. Right now, the season's over. There's that emotional part and that practical part. Once the game's out of reach, teams usually give up. That's why you don't see as many comebacks at the end or backdoor covers once the game's out of reach. So for those two reasons, I'm not afraid to lay bigger numbers. I actually lean Seattle also, but of all the games, I would lean Pittsburgh the strongest.
All right, that's RJ Bell, pregame.com. RJ, happy new year. Great talking to you as always, and look forward to doing it again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right. Always fun with RJ. That's just such a great segment.
Good times.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. I want to remind you, we are at Saloon Door Brewery. You got about 15 minutes to get out here, get signed up over at the promo table, and we're going to give stuff away after 6 o'clock. 10th World Webster gift cards and tickets to see one of the games we were talking about. Quick break. It's
one of them.
It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This segment with R.J. Bell was brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
Visit AcceptanceAppliance.com for all your home appliance needs.
Alabama-Clemson, college football's national championship game, 7 p.m. Monday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Saloon Door Brewery. Nice crowd here. This may be the best crowd that we've seen here, man. So I want to let you know, Tent World and Webster is joining the Blitz right now at Saloon Door Brewing. While we broadcast live, you're going to mention free upgrades and get discounts for booking an appointment. Make sure you enter to win the Tent World Webster gift cards during the show. You have until 6 o'clock. We're going to give those away at 6 o'clock. So if you've not signed up yet, get over to the promo, folks. Get your name on the paper. We're giving those away. And also, courtesy of Tent World Webster, we're giving away a couple of tickets to some event happening tomorrow in Houston.
It has something to do with professional football.
Yeah, something. Not much. I also wanted to give away one more four-pack for the show at Scout Bar tomorrow night with 12 Years Driven and Broken Valor. So caller number 20. We're just going to leave your name at will call. Caller number 20 right now, 713-780-ESPN. You are going to the show tomorrow at Scout Bar. Only call if you want to go because it's a really good show. These are some great local bands, good friends too. So I want you to enjoy the show and bring three friends. All right, time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this one's actually from the great state of Texas. We're on the board for 2017 on Gems of the Day, where a gentleman in your old stomping grounds of Austin,
all right,
was arrested, and he tried to destroy some cocaine that he had hidden.
Destroy it with his nose?
Well, he was trying to get rid of it, but it didn't work. They found it. He was failing a field sobriety test early on New Year's Eve. Boy, if you're failing early on New Year's Eve, that's not a great sign, right?
That's a rough start to your night. Yeah. No one likes to watch the ball drop from a cell.
No.
Like, it's not fun.
Because you probably can't see it from there unless...
Yeah.
Yeah. But an Austin police officer pulled over Florentino Herrera early on the morning of December 31st. After he says he saw the 48-year-old man run a stop sign and cross a solid white traffic line. That's usually not a good sign, right? He was arrested after failing field sobriety tests and refusing to take a blood alcohol test. In an affidavit, police say the squad car's camera recorded Herrera trying to destroy cocaine concealed under his stomach fat. He was hiding cocaine under his stomach fat.
Was it in a baggie, or was it just like...
I'm sure it was in a baggie.
Did he sprinkle it under a roll?
No, I'm pretty sure it was in a baggie, and he just rolled it right up in there.
Well, why'd he try to destroy it?
I don't know. I guess he thought they were going to search him there. I, to be honest, it's probably not the first place I would search.
Do cops do that if you're really, really fat? Do they lift up your rolls to check you?
I don't know. We need to find out.
Feel like that would be really embarrassing.
It would also be a good place to hide it, though.
Right?
Theoretically. It didn't work for this guy.
Well, because he got caught trying to destroy it.
Yeah.
Maybe. There's only one proven way to destroy cocaine, and that's by snorting it.
Pretty much.
It's the only way I've ever seen it done properly. There's a lot of people have tried other things. I think it's the old, it's long been proven. That's the most successful way.
Well, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day, the Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
You know,
so you remember I was telling you, I think I might have pulled something, like some fat or something.
Yeah.
I was like trying to stretch out a little bit, and I pushed on my rib with my thumb, and it moved about 2 inches. So I'm guessing that's more of the issue than strained fat.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
No, it really hurts.
All right, guys. If that guy had maybe eaten better, he wouldn't have had a place to hide his cocaine.
That's true.
And
then he just would have said, you know what, I'm not going to do these drugs.
Right. And maybe I'll live a healthy, happier lifestyle.
Yeah.
And pay less than $10 a meal for it by going to Blue Apron.
Yeah.
And
that chance is gone now.
Yeah, now he's in jail.
Blue Apron doesn't deliver to jail.
And if you want to stay out of jail, it's real simple. You order Blue Apron. And look, not all ingredients are created equal.
Connect the dots.
Yeah, exactly. It's very simple. It's one degree of separation here. There's a direct correlation. But, guys, this is the meals at Blue Apron are great. The recipes are fantastic. They're delivered right to your door, which I love. And because there's only two of us, we get three in a week, and it's less than $10 a meal. And not only that, there's so many new recipes, and you can customize the recipes as much as you want. And how about this? Most of these meals, under 40 minutes to make, and these step-by-step instructions are so easy, even I can use them.
Yeah, I love Blue Apron. My wife loves Blue Apron. It makes her life a whole lot easier when it comes time to plan the menu for the week. They're flexible. You can customize your recipes each week based on what you're into. If they say they're going to send you something that you don't want, that's cool. You can change it. You can either skip the order or ask for a replacement meal. No problems. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.